Carla Allen has been a realtor in Corvallis for 15 years. She describes the housing market this way.
I kind of joke. I try to use humor, even though it's not funny because it's hard. But I say this is the crazy making market.
She says it's an especially tough market for buyers.
You go to look at a house and you like it. And then you say to your realtor, oh, yeah, you know what I thought about it? And I crunched the numbers and I can swing it. And then your realtor calls you back and says, oh, well, there's five offers and you have to tell me in 2 hours. You know, and it's the biggest purchase you've made in your life.
Allen shows me the house she just helped a couple from California to find.
It's actually an office and
the house is in Philomath, just west of Corvallis.
This is their backyard.
Allen says working with this couple was nice because they weren't in a hurry. They live in California now and plan to retire here in a year or so. Renee Pipitone is a kindergarten teacher in San Jose. She says she wants to leave behind the hectic life of the Bay Area.
It's close to retirement for us, and we'd like to be up here closer to my sister and family and enjoy some quiet life. It's gotten pretty crowded in California where we're from. We're ready for some space.
They found this place after more than a year of looking. Pipitone's husband, Gary Brown.
There was no sense of urgency on our part because we're looking at about another year out to fully move up. So we had the time. And Carla worked with us on that timeline. We had the luxury of being very picky.
Realtor Carla Allen says for those who don't have the luxury of time, it can be very stressful to be house hunting in Corvallis.
Corvallis leads the stats always. There just is always a low supply and a high demand in Corvallis. And it's hard for folks that are in, like, first-time home buyers to get in on the market.
Allen says the appeal of Corvallis is understandable. It's a small, friendly town with vibrant arts and food scenes.
The community, the university, kind of has the whole package. This is where I want to raise my family. I raised my family in Corvallis. I loved it. I loved where my kids went to school. I love all the families I got to know. I'm from Maine originally. Corvallis feels like New England, but without all the harsh weather.
Allen says she's talked with colleagues in Portland and Seattle, and the Corvallis market is almost as tight as in those cities. It's a classic case of supply and demand. While the median home price in Corvallis is around $250,000, it's hard to find anything available in that range. The vacancy rate in Corvallis is at about 2%. It gets even tighter in the fall when students are looking for housing. The city of Corvallis is trying to figure out how to accommodate the inevitable growth that will come in the future. City planner Jason Yike says they expect 10,000 more people over the next 20 years.
As part of that growth, we anticipate a need for about 3,500 homes within the community, and that'll be a variety of homes, whether it's a single-family home or apartments. And the question right now is, looking at the land that we have available for those homes, we have some shortages.
The city has asked for public input on how it could grow. It's also looking at annexing land for development. Annexation has run into some complications. A new state law bars cities from annexing land by voter initiative, but the Corvallis City Charter requires voters approve any land annexations, so Corvallis is suing the state. For those who are low-income, first-time homebuyers, there is help available from Willamette Neighborhood Housing Services. Jim Moorfield is executive director.
If you're trying to find an affordable place in Corvallis, you're pretty much out of luck. And that statement applies to both people trying to buy their first home and people trying to find an affordable rental.
Realtor Carla Allen says she feels it's still worth looking for a house, even though the market is tight.
It's something that you got to try. And I always say the answer is going to be no if we don't try.
Allen also advises buyers to look outside Corvallis, like the couple from California who bought in Philomath. One of her clients was Cooper Whitman, who was hired a couple of years ago to be director of the Corvallis Chamber of Commerce. He says they made offers on 8 different houses and were outbid every time.
It was disheartening. We were in a rental situation that was not going to be suitable for us long term, and we knew that. And we wanted desperately to live in Corvallis. You know, I felt like that was one way I could be best at my job, is if we lived, worked, played everything here in the community.
Whitman finally found a place in Lebanon, which is about a half-hour commute. It's unclear if the Corvallis housing market will improve. Carla Allen says even during the recession, it didn't loosen a whole lot. Still, she says it's not as bad as during the height of the housing bubble in 2007 because now there are more regulations in place. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, Corvallis.